Okay, so Goblin's Cache. Right. Specifically, we're diving into their range order feature. Gotta stay on top of these advanced trading strategies, you know. By the end of this deep dive, you'll have a good grasp on the essentials, the benefits, maybe even a couple of risks to watch out for. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
We're going to break down how those range orders can work for you, maybe even earn you some extra crypto along the way.
Now, we're assuming you've dipped your toes into DeFi, right? Liquidity pools, the whole bit, how providing liquidity, it's almost like being the bank for a trading pair, yeah? And those
Yeah.
trading fees, those become your profits. But range orders, they crank things up a notch, don't they?
For sure. Imagine instead of spreading your liquidity across the entire pool, you're focusing it, getting laser focused on a specific price range.
So, like, instead of betting on the entire board, you're zeroing in on that one square where you think the action's going to be.
That's the essence of a range order. You define a price band, the zone where you believe the token's price will fluctuate, and you only provide liquidity within that band.
Okay, so more targeted liquidity, got it. But how does that translate into bigger returns?
Because you're concentrating your liquidity, your share of the trading fees within that range, it gets amplified. Think of it like this. It's like setting up shop right in the heart of the city, not some sleepy suburb.
Ah, so more foot traffic, more potential customers, more trading fees.
Bingo. And here's the kicker. Goblins Cache's range orders, they're single-sided.
Single-sided. Now, what in the world does that mean?
So it means you're not providing liquidity in the traditional sense, you know, like contributing both tokens to the pair. Instead, you're using a single token, aiming to convert it to the other as the price dances within your chosen range. You're essentially riding that wave, picking up the other asset along the way.
So, less about just providing liquidity and more about strategic swapping almost sounds like, dare I say, trading.
You could say that, yeah. But here's the beauty when you get to earn fees while you do it, provided the price stays within the range you set.
Okay, starting to see the appeal here. But, gotta say, sounds a tad more hands-on than just tossing your tokens into a regular pool.
Absolutely. Range orders, they turn you into an active player, choosing that right price range. That's crucial, my friend. And that's where things get really interesting.
Choosing that right price range, though, that's got to be key. Not just picking two numbers out of hat, right?
You got it. We're talking analysis, my friend. Looking at market trends, you know, is this token steadily climbing the charts? Or is it more of a wild ride, big swings up and down?
Right. So a narrow range for something stable, wider for their roller coaster tokens.
Exactly. For something volatile, got to give it some breathing room, even if that means a few less fees per trade.
So it's like finding that sweet spot between reward, how much you could earn, and, well, not going overboard on the risk.
You got it. And speaking of risk, impermanent loss. Ever heard of it? See, even when you're laser focused with your liquidity, those token prices, they can still shift around. And that throws a wrench into your returns sometimes.
Impermanent loss, yeah. That's one of those DeFi terms. Mind breaking it down for those who might be new to the game.
Sure thing. It's basically the difference, right, between what you have now in the pool versus just holding onto your tokens. Like, imagine one token in your pair, it takes off, shoots to the moon. The other stays put. You're stuck providing liquidity in your range, so you could end up with more of that less valuable token when you're ready to cash out.
Ah, so even with those fees, a sudden price swing could still leave you with less than if you just held onto your tokens.
You got it. But here's the thing. Goblins Cache. They give you tools, analytics, they
Yeah.
help you understand this risk, maybe even dodge it a little. Charts, historical data, volatility, you name it. They even got these simulations show you what could happen to your tokens based on different market moves.
Okay, so it's not like they're just throwing you in the deep end with sharks circling.
Not at all. They even went a step further, really leaned into the whole community thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see what other users are doing, what ranges they're setting, how well they've done, even get their take on where the market's headed.
Like having a network of what, goblin experts sharing their secrets?
Something like that. Plus, they have built-in calculators that'll show you potential earnings from different range setups.
Handy. Even with all that, though, gotta say, range orders still sounds more hands-on than just, you know, passive liquidity providing. Can't just set it and forget it, can you?
Nope. Got to be ready to adjust, keep an eye on prices, and this is a big one, knowing when to pull your liquidity out.
So when is the right time? What are the warning signs?
Best case scenario, price is near the edge of your range. That's a good time to think about it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the market just goes bonkers, doing things you didn't plan for, exceeding your risk tolerance, things like that.
that's when that impermanent loss risk really rears its ugly head.
Exactly. And that's another win for those Goblins Cash tools we talked about. Price gets close to your range boundaries. Volatility goes haywire. They can ping you, let you know something's up.
So timing is everything with range orders, huh? Like, even if you're right about where the price is going, knowing when to get in, when to get out, that could make or break your whole strategy.
100%. It's definitely more active, keeping you on your toes. Got to stay informed, adjust on the fly. But to their credit, that's something Goblins Cash really seems to get, you know?
Yeah. They don't just throw you to the wolves. They actually seem to care about, like, teaching people, not just giving them fancy tools and saying, figure it out.
For sure. That's what makes this whole range order thing on Goblins Cash so interesting. They took something that could have been, you know, scary, complicated.
Yeah.
And they made it, dare I say, user-friendly.
Yeah.
Even got the community aspect going strong.
Yeah, like they're saying, hey, these advanced trading strategies, they're not just for the pros anymore.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, right? Like, as more people figure out concentrated liquidity, as platforms like Goblins Cash keep pushing the envelope, is this the future? This whole focused strategic liquidity thing?
Interesting thought. Right now, average Joe, they're either holding on to their crypto, maybe dipping their toes into some basic yield farming, right? But imagine if everyone was comfortable with stuff like range orders. Talk about shaking things up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Could make the whole market more efficient. Tighter spreads, maybe even juicier returns for those willing to, you know, put in the work, really understand the strategy.
Like anything else, I guess. More knowledge you got, better tools, the better you're going to do in this crazy world of DeFi.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh.
So for all you listeners out there ready to dive into Goblins Cash, range orders, the whole nine yards, remember, knowledge is power.
Don't just ape in because it sounds cool. Do your research, start small, maybe dip your toes in first, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Learn from each other, right?
That's it. Goblins Cash community, they're a helpful bunch. Use the resources, don't be shy. Even the best goblin hunters, they started somewhere.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into Goblins Cash and those range orders. Hope you learned a thing or two. Until next time.